Good vach, we're on Daf Chav Gimel, Amud Aleph, second paragraph of Peah, at the top of the page, 23a1. Rabbi Levi Amar. We're now going to be dashing a pasuk. If you look on the left side of the margin, the Torah Ar HaShalim, it says, Vayitin Hashem Elias Hashnei Chos Havonim Ksuvim Be'etzma Elokim Va'alehem. Okay, we could have just said Alehem. It could have just said, let me just tell you what it could have said. Alehem kol devarim. But it says va'alehem with a vav, kichol hadvarim with a kaf, hadvarim the hey. So we're going to dash in the three extra letters. That's what we're about to say. Rabbi Yeshua Levi Amar, alehem va'alehem kol kichol dvarim hadvarim. Now you know what we're referring to. And we're going to dash in the pshuto shel mikra is mikra. And the three extra letters are Mishnah, Talmud, Va'agada. Which means, the Gemara says, that Afila Masha Talmud Vatik Osid Loharis Lifnei Rabo, even what a Talmud's going to be, well, he has in the English, he has L'chadesh Lifnei Rabo. Some people are not Garvis Lahoros, because you're not supposed to be Moira Halacha Lifnei Rabo, so therefore they change it to L'chadesh. So even that, that this was sent over to Moshe in Har Sinai. In other words, everything, Mishnah, Talmud, Agada, everything was sent to Moshe Rabbeinu. Okay? Mm-hmm. Ma Tam, what do you see that idea? Because it says in the Pasuk, in Koheles, I think it is, right? Yes? Right. Yesh Tavar Shiyomar Re'ezach Hadash Hu Kvar Hayol Olamim Asha Hayom Olfanedu. That's the Pasuk. That there's some people who say, oh, look at this, I have a Chiddush. Meshivo, Chaver of Omelo, his friend, responds to him, no, Kvar Hayol Olamim, this Chiddush that you think you made up, such a new Chiddush, it's already, it was a long time already. All right.
But nobody knew about it except Moshe Rabbeinu.
Maybe, that's possible. I know that Rabbi Yosher Ber Soloveitchik used to visit Chaim Moiser Kaczynski in Vilna. He used to periodically go there to tell him over his Chiddushim. And he reportedly told his Talmidim that everything he would say to him, any Chiddush he would say, Rabbi Chaim would get up out of his chair, had a huge library. He'd say, oh, this is already in this sefer. And he'd tell another Chiddush, oh, this is in this sefer. He knew Kol HaTorah Kula, about Pat, Rabbi Chaim. But Rav Shechter is fond of saying, Rabbi Yosher Ber, what he said already had been said, but no one had said all of those kedushim from one person. That was unique. Okay, that's a little story. Mishnah says, let's see. We said, Agansa Arichas, in the Mishnah, that if you have two different types of wheat, we said that it depends whether you have Garanachas or Shnei Garanas. And we said a whole Arichas in the Mishnah that they went up to Lishkas Hagazis and they found out that this was a halachim from Sinai all the way back. Remember that? So the Gemara is going to comment on this. Reb Ze'era b'shem Shmuel, Ein lemedim lo min ha'halachas, lo min ha'agadas, v'lo min ha'toseftos, elo min ha'talmud. That you don't learn from Agada, you don't learn from Agada, you don't learn from the Toseftos, except from the Talmud. The first one is the halachas. I'm trying to think. There's three things we don't learn from, right? Halachas, halachas, which means Sinai. That means to say, if you have a halachas, which means Sinai, you can't mean medama nosel nosel. Normally, you can compare one din to another din. If it comes from a halachas, which means Sinai, you can't compare anything. There's no comparing. Same thing is true if you see a halacha in Agadata, or you see it in the Tosefta. Only place you learn halachas from the Talmud. Okay, the Gemara is going to say the following.
From the others, but I think when they contradict
I'm going to be marach about this in just a second. That's why I have the pile of swarm here. I'm going to tell you over Shuvas HaRashba and the Shuvah from the Nebi Huda. Very exciting. Very exciting. I'm very excited about this. Tani Reb Talafta ben Shol, he shnei mini achitim, he shnei mini sarim. What are you talking about? In other words, the Gemara is assuming that the original halakha Moshe Mishinai was about wheat. So they told Moshe Rabbeinu about white wheat and dark wheat being considered Shnei Minim. But how do you know two types of barley Isn't that because you're comparing the barley to the wheat? Just like the wheat is one this way, so too the barley is that way. So don't you see you're comparing halach?
We did that. So
you're within the framework of halach and Sinai, you see you're allowed to compare. So the right answer is some Rav Zeira. No, kach I say halach b'yadon. Now the original halach of Elisha and Sinai was not about wheat specifically. It was generically. Some people are not garis, shechua, the gros not garis, shechua. He shnei mine chitim, he shnei mine sa'arim. The two varieties, they all came from the halach from Sinai. So the Gemara says that's maybe not such a great answer. Vas ninan, there's another Mishnah. It says hamachlik b'tzolin lachin l'shuk u'makayim yivayshin l'garin. Let's suppose a person's growing onions, right? So there's moist onions and there's dry onions. So the moist onions he's going to take to market. The dry onions he's going to keep for himself. So what's the rule? So the rule is you give, it says in the English here, you give paya for the moist onions separately, and you give paya for the dry onions separately. Okay, that's what it says over here, 24.
They're in the same field.
Yeah. Because the Mishnah teaches us in footnote 24, it says that if moist and dry onions are harvested for different purposes, that is to say, market versus storage, they're treated as two varieties of the same species. They're independently subject to paya. That's what it says over here. Okay? So, wasn't that rule a derivative of the halach shel Mishnah Sinai? That's the question of the Gemara. You just told me that they forgot about the wheat and the grain. Okay, but what about this halacha? This seems to be even more detailed. You're going to tell me that they forgot this too? Doesn't seem logical. We see you can derive practical halachas. That's the Gemara's kasha. The Gemara does not answer this question. The Gemara just drops it. Okay, end of the discussion. Okay. Next, one more thing over here I want to read over here. Rabbi Hananya b'shem Shmuel, he said, Ein lemeidim min ha-horoya. You don't learn from... You do not derive practical halacha from a ruling handed down in an actual case. So what does that mean? When a sage rules in an actual case that comes before him, it's possible his decision was based on factors unknown to an observer. This happens all the time. People see a psak and they run away and they start telling people they think they're great chachamim. You don't know the psak in Eisim Makom Eisim Zman. Sometimes it was a psak for a mana, sometimes for an ani, sometimes for a yasim. The different, all kinds of different, you know, circumstances that goes into the posek's mind. You can't just see a psak and run away with a halacha. That's what this is saying, basically. Hakol Maidim, now on 23b. Hakol Maidim She'ein Lemaidim in Hamaisa. I don't know what this Hakol Maidim is exactly. It says in the English, Reb Ze'era and Hananya. I'm not 100% sure what were they arguing about something? Did we say Reb Ze'era and Reb Hananya were arguing about something? See, we had Reb Ze'era said that they forgot it. Reb Hananya said you can't learn halacha from Haroya. I'm not sure. I understand. Maybe what's going to come up now in the next lines. I'm not sure about this Hakol Modim thing. Reb Chaim Kanievsky doesn't even bother explaining it. So I'm just going to skip over it. That everybody agrees you don't learn halacha from a Maisa. So it says over here, it's an incident cited in the Mishnah or the Brisa. So Rasulo understands Elamayim and Hamaisa differently. You don't derive halacha l'maisa from an incident in which a sage acted l'chumra. The sage did not issue the public ruling, so he may have been strict only on himself. That's another pshat. Whatever it is, from a maisa you can't pass in a halacha.
That's very strange because in the Rishonim we had before, that a lot of times they ask a question and they bring a maisa down to prove what they were talking about.
That's correct, and I thought of that also, Tzvi. And it's an excellent question, and I think the pshat is that in most of those cases you will see that they quoted the maisa subsequent to the Dvar Torah. They would bring a raya, and then after they'd bring the raya, they'd quote the maisa to confirm. To kind of like back up our psak, which came from the halacha, with a maisa to kind of like help us remember the maisa, the halacha. But it wasn't that we derived the halacha from the maisa.
They showed that one thing happened.
Unless you can...
happen.
Unless you can find me a place to be. I'm not saying I didn't do a study just now. I obviously don't know all the stories by, you know, so well. But if you can find me, go chazer over the whole brachas now. That's your assignment. Go find every case where mice is quoted and see if we ever did that. Okay. Actually, the first Mishnah in Shas, right? Wasn't that was a case, right? Mice one of Shalom Gamliel from Beis HaMishnah, and they said we didn't read Kriya Shema. That was like the first Mishnah in Shas as a mice. Okay. Amalei Ramana. So Ramana says Hadonatem Vahud Loi Savar. This thing about not learning halacha from a maisa is where it's illogical. Brahma hu desavar ovid, if it's a case where the halacha is logical, then we could derive a halacha from the incident. What does that mean? Savar means that the student is a scholar in his own right and can be trusted to derive the halacha correctly. Okay. He says to look at the Bir HaGra. Let's see what it says over here. Okay, so basically the Gra says that we're talking about somebody who's an observer who's totally familiar with all the circumstances behind this case. So in such an example, he could bring a right. Okay, Rav Chananya disagrees. Amalei, bein sover, bein loy sover. It doesn't matter whether it's logical or non-logical. Bahu de pliga, if there's a dispute, then you can't derive any. In other words, if there's some kind of machlokas that's going on in the background of this halacha, then you certainly cannot derive who's the halacha like and be machria, right? Let's say you have a shachan taz, for example, and you don't know who the halacha is like, and you see a maisa, oh, I see the halacha is like the shach. You can't do that, right? Ramahud lepali, main suffer, main loy suffer, avad. But if it's a clear cut halacha, then everybody holds you could derive the halacha. I mean, maybe this is a little different. Maybe this answers your question, Zvi. So this would be a little more.
Why would that be? If there was machlokas and people are doing one way, why would they not think that would be the way to do it?
Yeah, good question. I remember. This just popped in my head now. I don't know why I'm mentioning it, but it just popped into my head. I remember the Gemara of Brachas, there was a shiloh where you say Hamotzi Lechem in Haaretz, or whether you're saying Motzi Lechem in Haaretz. And the Gemara said that they praised a certain person. I don't remember the name. He was a gavra rabba, and they said, "Okay, bring him in." They gave him to make a bracha, and he made the bracha. It says in the Gemara over there, "Hakol moedim, hamotzi lechem haaretz is good." The shaila was, "Is moitzi good? Is moitzi mashal la'avar or la'haba?" So he went ahead and he made the bracha. He made hamotzi lechem haaretz. It should be like everybody. He says, "If you would have said moitzi, that would have been, you know, something. You would have shown us who your halacha is like." He said, "How am I see? You're not showing anything." So you see, from the Maisa, if he would have said Maitzi, we could have been Machria, who the halach would be like. So anyway, whatever. It's a good show. Now, I want to take a break right now. I want to tell you over a very interesting tshuva from the Nodi Yehuda. Really Kedai. Very Gishmak. Very Gishmak. Okay. So this all started with a Taisus Yontif. It's in Perek Hey, Mishnah Dalet and Brachas. The Taisus Yontif said the following. It says over there that in the Mishnah, it's talking about
Perek Hey 1.
Mishnah Dalet and Brachas. Take a look at Taisus Yontif over there. The Mishnah is talking about whether a person should say Amen to the Brachas Kohanim if he's a Shliat Tzibur. So the Mishnah says, he should Lo Yano Amen. It says in the Mishnah, he shouldn't answer Amen. And the Taisus Yontif says that even if he thinks that he's going to be, you know, he's muftach, that he's not going to get messed up and he's going to do it right, he still thinks lechakila he shouldn't say amen. And then the Taisus Yontif discusses that there seems to be a garata that seems to indicate otherwise, because there's a medrash at the end of Parshas Kisavo that seems to say that you do say amen if you're muftach loy. It says over there in the medrash, halacha, if you're muftach, that you're going to not get messed up, you could say amen. So the Taisus Yontif says, absolutely, ein lemedim halacha min medrash. If the medrash says something, we don't pay attention to that. And the reason I'm writing this, he says, is because I saw some people felt that you could learn if it's not sosa or anything. But he doesn't agree with that. Anyway, so here the Shoel was very upset with this Taisus Yontif, and he says the following.
The
Noda Behuda is a Madur Tznino, Yoredeya, Simen Kuf Samach Aleph. Okay, 161. So it's a long arichas. I can't go through the whole thing, obviously, now. But let me. But you're going to see in a second why I wanted to bring us down. So, let's see here. Okay. He says, Kikidivre Chazal Shrichen Shavach, Umihu Pesi, Yosrahena Lahakshach, or Gordolitan Doifi Divri Agoda. Chazal don't need defense. It's every kol divrei baalei hatalmud kulam nitnu meirai echod. Everything was given from one shepherd. Ein bohem divrei rik v'botel. Everything has a purpose. And if it's rik, if there's something which doesn't seem to make sense, who may tonu, it's from us. L'kaitzis sechleinu, because of how little we understand. L'chushas eni or hasagasenu. We just don't have the right understanding. A person for himself, when he has time. A person should do whatever he can to understand even the Agarata. All I said, the Noda Behuda talking about himself, is I usually don't respond when people ask me about the Agarata. Why? The Agarta are very often closed off. They're not very easily understandable. They're difficult to understand. If you're going to try to say pshat, there's no end to it. There's so much drush, you could say. Ubeprat ish kamoni, especially someone like myself. I shall all harabim olai. I have the yoke of the whole tzibur on my back. I'm a rav. I have to answer that which is Negel Amaisa. I can't be involved with all your shilas and Divya Agarata. You were gonna write to me that the Rashba, me Godo Lonoman, the Rashba was a Rishon, it was obviously very involved in everything. Kamadorm Divya Agarata. Gamoyidati Mahadir Ayini Bizadova Harish. What are you telling me? You tell me something new that the Rashba was involved in Agarata? Hari Bein Yaakov Hevi Yaakov has Divya Harashba Larov. In the Ein Yaakov, anybody knows who you learn Ein Yaakov. You know, in the old days, they had a chevra Ein Yaakov in every shul. So you're trying to impress me and show me, you know, the Rashba. The Rashba is every Ein Yaakov. You can see it over there. V'yafal b'kein, yiramalase, mashukasa harashba v'yatzmai, b'chidushav l'megillah, daf tesvav. But take a look what the Rashba himself writes in Megillah on daf tesvav. You may want to write this, Maravakim, down. Taisus writes over there, Esther said, Kasher avarati, avarati. Right? The Gemara says, just like avarati min beis Abba, kach avarati from Mordechai, that I'm no longer going to be able to remain married to you, right? Because she's going in Baratza now, right? So Taisus says, why didn't Mordechai give her a get? And then she'd be able to come back to Mordechai. Taisus says, if they would have given a get requires Edom, and then it would have been a kol, and then they would have heard about it in beis Achashveros, so he couldn't do that. So the Rashba asks, Ikate kosher, it's still shver. Why wasn't he megarish b'ksav yado? Because the midar writes, I guess, ksav yad of the husband, v'chosav lo sefer krisis. The husband just writes her a sefer krisis, and then she's megarishes. So again, vayter, you have shver, and that wouldn't have had any edim, and there wouldn't have been nobody around, right? Masayim harashba, b'emes krisis hatoisis enim b'turetzis, elo she'en misyashrim b'diri agoda. This is what the Rashba writes. So this is the Rashba he's quoting. To show Ein Misyashim B'Divrei Agarata. You don't try to figure out, you know, ask halacha questions on Agarata, why this, why that. You have a kashi. And now, Hoil V'Asukim Boising. And since we mentioned the Rashba's kasha already, so he goes ahead and he says his pshat in the kasher avarati avarati to answer up Taisus. I'm not going to go through all that now. There's not going to be enough time. So, let me just go a little bit further than here. Because here he quotes it. After 2-3 paragraphs later, he says, "Masha rotzel loyma lo min halach lamaisa min agado midivri hamedrash b'makom she'en gemara." This that you want to say when there's no gemara that says to the contrary, let's learn a halacha, right? So saras lazah. I'm sorry, she'en gemara saras lazah. When there's no gemara that contradicts it, we'll learn halacha from the agada. The cost of shahayushalmi isa. In the Yerushalmi, it says, "Ein lemedim lo min halachas, lo min hagaras, lo min hatoseftos, el min hagemara." And so this was the Shoel was relying on this statement, since the statement says that you don't learn halachas from the Tosefta, and we know we do learn halachas from the Tosefta where there's no contradiction to the Gemara. So just like the Tosefta is in the list, and if there's no contradiction, we'll learn from the Tosefta. So the same thing should hold true. From the Agadah, that was the Shoel asked the Nodi Behuda this. So this is the Nodi Behuda is responding to this deal. So he says, and we talk kach, and because of this, the Shoel was Tomia on the Taisus Yantav that I told you in the beginning, right? He says, and he brings a raya. I might as well tell you this raya. Taisus and Avodah Zarah says that you can wash out a cup 3 times from the Medrash in Esther. Again, the reason why I'm quoting it is because we just went through Purim, so I forget. It's okay to mention Medrash Esther. So in Medrash Esther, Haman says to Ahasuerus, if you're going to touch a cup of one of them, he's going to throw it down on the ground because it's going to be, you know, it's going to be Yainesek, right? He won't drink from it. This is Haman talking to Ahasuerus. And not only that, you know what they'll do? They're going to wash the cup out 3 times. They so are offended by you as a person. This is what Haman is telling Ahasuerus. They're going to wash the cup out 3 times. So we learn from that. The Taisus learns from that Medrash. You see a halacha that hadocha begimel pamin works. So you see, Taisus himself learned the halacha from the Medrash. And so where does the Taisus Yantav come to say that we never learned halachas in the Medrash? This was the Shoel's kasha. On the mani omer, zokta noni behuda, I say the following. After Yerushalmi called little yachad, even though Yerushalmi put all the things together, the Tosefta and the Medrash together, mikol makom la b'choda maksam aksinu, they're not all the same. One thing has nothing to do with the other. There's a difference between Tosefta and Medrash. Ha Tosefta yasduha v'chol magamosim. It was set up, and its whole purpose is what? The Dine Torah, for learning Torah. Dinim. L'chem ha-mokom shein soysen du'a gemara, som kan ala Tosefta. So if there's no contradiction, we will rely on the Tosefta. But here, this. Av ha-medrashim v'ha-godas. Iker kavanosam ha-musur v'al-haramazim. Their main function is not to teach halacha, it's to teach musur. And the mesholim hakolik biadas of ein iker kavanosam apsak halacha. Lachain, therefore, the Nodi Behuda writes, he agrees with the Tosfos Yontef, ein lameidim mehem lepsak halacha klal, not at all whatsoever. That's the Nodi Behuda's opinion. The yofa kosav ha-Tosfos Yontef shom. How are you going to bring a raya from the Medrash from Esther? He says, what kind of raya is that? Who's talking in the Medrash over there? Haman. You're telling me I'm going to learn a halacha from Haman? Are you crazy? He says, that's not what we're doing. All we're doing is we're seeing that Haman was telling us what the Minhag Yisrael was at the time. If a Yisrael had a guy that drank from his cup, he washed it out 3 times. Haman's believed to say, he's just giving a testimony, historic, it's a historical fact. This is what they did. So on that, Taisus says, bring a raya that the Hadachah would work. We're not bringing a raya from the Medrash. It's just we're bringing a raya that there was a historical fact at the time that this is what people did. You know what I'm saying? So therefore, it's like it's being used like a history book, so to speak. And therefore, there'll be who feels this is no raya against Taisus whatsoever. Okay, so this is what I want to bring you down over here. It's a very geshmaka tshuva. Ayin Shum, I'm sure you're going to look it up when you get home. Again, Mador Tzinina, Kuf Samach Aleph, Ayin Shum, Betim Sonachas. Okay, Rabbi Sonny. By the way, Rav Kivanger is chaylok on the Nadi Behuda, and Harbe Paiskim are chaylok on the Nadi Behuda. They hold absolutely not.
That
if you have midrashim that quote halachas, you certainly can learn halachas if there's no stira, and that they don't accept the Nadi Behuda's opinion or the Tais Yantav. The Tais Yantav and the Nadi Behuda, that's the Prague opinion, but the other people are not so quick to jump on the bandwagon. Okay, let's go on. Halacha hey. Okay. If we have a field that non-Jews cut it down, in other words, they did it against my will, and I'm not saying or listem, even if it was cut by Jewish bandits, again, against my will, or ants, shavrosal ruach behema, a wind of the animals, tura is potter from peya. Because peya, after all, is v'kutzrakem, it says in the pasuk, right? V'kutzrakem, tziratzrakem, lo sechala pasorka litzor, right? That's the pasuk. So it's when you cut it down. If someone else cuts it down, that you're not chayv and pay at all. Okay? Now.
What about a shliach?
So I didn't make them shliach, right? I didn't make them shliach. They did this on their own. I didn't tell them to do it. Now, if they did it on their own for me, that's a machlokes. The Pirush HaMishnayos and Rambam holds that would be chayv and peah, but a lot of other places can hold not like that. There's no shlichus for a guy, of course. And anyway, over here we're talking about where it wasn't done with my rots, and I did not make them. Now we're gonna talk about one last case in a second where I hired them. If I the Gemara is going to deal with that case where I hired them.
Once it's cut, then I can't. There's nothing to get
paid. Right. The chi of peah, that's a very important point. The chi of peah is by koma. If it gets out of the koma state, and I was not the one that cut it, that's it. It's putter.
I could give it. It's stuck. It's not.
Paid. It won't. Yeah, it won't be stuck either. I mean, you'll have to take matches. You don't have to take matches unless you make it hefker.
I thought we had that even after, if you forgot to do it by the Kona stage, you do it by the next stage. And then
that is correct. Away. That's where you did the Katsira.
You did, right.
You did the Katsira.
You said somebody else.
But over here, someone else did the Katsira. It never becomes high.
You didn't make a Shliach.
I did not make a Shliach. They did it on their own. Right.
But in these cases, the produce still exists. The guy didn't take it. The
right. It could be that they left it behind. Wouldn't make a difference. Even if they left it behind, that's correct.
They did the work and walked away.
Why do they do that? Because they got scared. I think
Crime
says that they got scared.
Cops
came. What is this paragraph? Halacha, hey?
It's not easy to run away with bundles of...
1 second.
Why was it moving?
Doing the wrong pattern. What's that? Here. He says over here, Katsru Hagayim wa Atzmon. This is Reb Chaim. They cut it for themselves. Atshlo hispiku lakachtam. But before they got a chance to take the stuff, Baal Bayis Aleim, the Baal Bayis came and caught them in the act. And he nikomo, and they left it for him. The Chaim Bukulam. So in all the other cases. So they're part.
And he said, Yashkar.
He said, Yashkar, for doing the work. That's right. Anyway, that's how he runs the shot. Okay, very important.
Not only did they do the work,
but that's an important. That's not. Important yisod. This is the yisod. Well, kutzuchem, it has to be your katsira in order to be a chayav and peah. If it's someone else's katsira and it wasn't done with my shlichas, then it's not chayav and peah if they did the whole thing. Now, what about katsa katsya? The owner of the field cut half of it, and obviously, once she started that process, the field becomes chayav and peah. But katsu listem katsu, but the goyim cut the other half. For Torah, it's all exempt from peah, even the half he harvested himself, right? Because again, he left it over. He left it over. When he left over, his chi of peah is not, in other words, you have to look at it like this. What's my chi of peah? My chi of peah is lo sechala pasorcha. I start cutting.
What's left.
So I left over, some of it left. I could have been the whole half of the field I could have left for peah. But certainly 1/60th was left for payah. And that was what my plan was. You went ahead and cut the whole thing down. It's a rup against the mice. It's potter. Very important. Right. Yeah. So, and the Mishnah and the Halacha actually explains it. So it's going to explain it. Shechovas hakotzer. This is the important phrase over here. Shechovas hakotzer bakoma. The obligation of peah is in the standing portion, right? That's the important point here. So therefore, that was what my chova was, to leave stuff standing, and the bandits cut it down. So you're exempt. It's a rule. Listen.
What if he had in mind to give payah from the part that he cut?
No, he can't do that. You can't do that. You cannot give payah al hakotzer from hakotzer al hakama. We're going to say it in a second. We're going to have that finish in the Gemara. Kitzarua listem katzia. If the bandits cut first half, the katzia katzia, and then the owner did the other half, no, he's in payment. Mashal katzia. That makes logical sense, right? So he only has to give from what he harvested. Katzia katzia marcher katzia. Let's suppose you cut half and you sold half, right? So the lokach makes him pay. Called the lokach understood when he bought the half, the other half, he knew that it was still chayav in payah. So he knew when he was paying for it that he was paying for everything except for the 1/60th for the entire field. So he knew he was going to have to give that. If he cut half and he was makdish the other half, so then if the gizbar did not cut it down, the gizbar left it as is, it was kaitish while it was still attached to the ground, and then someone else was poided, right? A poided me on gizbar, the person who's poided from the gizbar, who makes him pay a lakol, he has to give payah for the entire field when he ultimately cuts it down. It's just like the case of the lokeach. He knows that he's going to have to give the payah. So,
part of the transaction.
Part of the transaction. Zok the Gemara on the bottom of Chav Gimel on the base. The Mishnah is talking about that the non-Jews, they harvested for themselves, right? Avlam Kutzarua li Yisrael. What if they cut it? That is to say, they were workers. This is the way he says in the English. If they were workers who harvested for the owner, so then chayeves, then it's subject to the obligation. Okay? The Tony Kane says in the Brisa, ain't certain polim gayim. We're not allowed to, you're not supposed to hire polim workers who are going to cut your field down. You're not supposed to hire gayim. Why? Neshe'ino b'kiyam b'leket. They're not b'kiyam, they're not familiar with the halachas of lekha shechem peyah. I didn't say that. Scratch that. I did not say that. It says they're not baki and hilchas leket. That's all it says. It does not say anything about payah. That's the whole point over here. You're not supposed to hire goyim because they're not familiar that if they drop one stalk or if they drop two stalks, that those two stalks go to the ani, and if it's three stalks, then it goes to the baal bayis. They're not familiar with these halachas. Therefore, if I were to hire them, they would ultimately end up stealing from the aniyim. Therefore, you should never hire goyim to do your harvesting for you, right? No foreign workers working in the Jewish fields. Mm-hmm. Now, right, it does not say anything about payah. It doesn't say that I can't hire a goyish worker because I'm going to be machkiya the field from payah. Why don't you say that? Shouldn't hire a goyish worker because if a guy cuts my field, then it'll patter the whole field from payah. Doesn't say that. Why? Because it's still chayv in payah. Because he's working for me. And when he works for me, it's like my shliach, so to speak. Even though there's no shliach shliach, over here they bring down the whole sugya of yad payal ki yad baal, that the worker's hand is just like the hand of the.
You can hire a goy, but you can't hire for shlichus, you can't. It's interesting. Yad poel ki yad balabai, when even a non-Jew. But
that's correct.
As a shaliach. Because if you're paying him, money's king.
Right. That's correct. That's correct. That's what it sounds like. Yeah. I believe I saw that. Yeah, in footnote 22 is when he talks about that.
Yeah. He actually brings that there are those that go as shichcha and lekeh, shichcha and peah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And then it would be very difficult in Gemara. What? Then the Gemara wouldn't make any sense. That's the whole raya. Anyway, whatever. Let's go on. We're now up to Daf Chaf Dalet. Let me just pause for a second.